Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, we're going to hit the mailbag again. I'm getting a tremendous number of interesting emails, and keep them coming. If you want to email me, just go to Ask Del. That's A-S-K-D-E-L, and that's at L-U-I-N-C, which stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., Incorporated, L-U-I-N-C.com. And send me your questions. Ask Del, and we'll get them back to you, whether I email you back something, or I use like that your stuff's interesting enough to put on the radio. The first email I've got here today is from Frederick, and it says, hello, sir, I've been listening to you on the radio, and I'm interested in investing in apartment complexes or hotels. I only have about $10,000 to $15,000 to invest. Is it possible with one of your companies? And if so, how do I go about it? Well, the answer is yes, you could invest, but that's really not the question you should be asking. The question is, do you understand why you should be investing? Do you understand which properties you should invest in, right? And not just can you invest? And that's the problem, guys. Your entire life, my entire life before I figured it out, we just went to places that had investment possibilities and put our money in there. And it was kind of like close your eyes, throw some money at something, and hope it works. And well, somebody talks a good story, a good game about you should be in this kind of investment or that kind of investment or whatever, and you just go throw money at it. But that's not really the way you should do it. That's what it's all about. You need to be educated, and you need to understand what you should buy, when you should buy it, where you should buy it, what you should be willing to pay for it. And when you're looking at other people's investments, you need to be able to understand who is the person providing the investment opportunity to you, what is their background, what are they proposing to do, does it make sense, and will this thing make money, or will this just be another deal where so many syndicators put together deals and just make fees off of it. They make fees when they put it together. They make fees when they operate it, the management fees, the override fees, the construction fees, the loan origination fees. There's fees for everything. So in other words, everybody puts their money into these deals with these syndicators and comes out the other side not understanding why they lost all their money. They lost all their money, but the syndicator got rich as can be. So the syndicator's out there on the radio, he's out there on the street, he's at some real estate training programs, you know, open house, and he's taunting how great he's doing. Well, he or she is doing well, but the investors are not getting rich. And that's the difference here at Lifestyles. We want the investors to get rich, not just the people that are producing the deals. Now, say, what is rich? To me, rich is when you can replace your earned income with passive income and then have the decision whether you want to retire or not. And that's really important. So I think you need to get in here. In fact, I just want to go over this right now because I just thought of this. We have two classes going on this coming up week. And so you're still going to have some time to get in here for this. We have a 2-day class in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's going to be the 4th and the 5th of May. So the 4th and the 5th in Chattanooga, Tennessee, you can get to this class. This class normally costs $740 for a 1-year membership. If you go to DellHelpMeNow.com, that's DellHelpMeNow.com, you can get in for $297. So it's quite a discount made available because we're trying to get people in while the market is hot, right? So we've got another one here in Houston. That's where I live. We've got a Houston one, the 4th and the 5th also. So go to the one that's closest to you, Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Houston, Texas. We have these things all over the country, but you want to get into one of these and get into now. So let's get signed up. That, again, is DellHelpMeNow.com, DellHelpMeNow.com, $297 instead of 740. It's a great opportunity to get yourself started. And like this gentleman here, you need to know what you're going to do and why you're going to do it, and not just blindly invest into something, which is what a lot of people do. The next one here says, getting started. My name is Robert. I won't say his last name. I've been listening to your show for the past few weeks now. I owe about $92,000 on my house that I purchased in 2011. The purchased it and wanted to modernize it to get it to best possible, get the best return possible. The next part of my situation is my dad's property, which will come to me in his will, where I will have to buy my sister's half. That purchase will be about $200,000 in later date. I just found this part out since dad is currently battling lung cancer. Hopefully this part takes longer to be a concern. My current financial situation isn't bad, but could be better. I would like to purchase a house out of the country and renovate and move into it. Oh, out in the country, I'm sorry. And renovate and move into it. Then renovate my current house and sell it for maximum profit. Then work towards rental properties. And when the time comes, move into dad's house and add the country house to the rental properties. It just all depends on the timing of the event. Does this goal sound realistic to get started on the path that you discussed in your show? Well, let me say this to you. Robert, everything you just said, it could be done, doesn't mean it should be done. There's a lot of what you've just, you know, shared with us here that is problematic, all right? So let's talk about this. First of all, you're buying a home to live in, and you want to renovate it, right? Renovating the home you live in is no easy task. I've tried it before. I'll never do it again. Secondly, a personal residence is usually a bad option for a rental house. It's assessed at $225,000. Okay, that's not bad. $225,000 would be something that could be turned into a rental house. But that's just about the peak of it. The difference is what this guy doesn't understand is that he paid something for it way back in 2011, so it's now worth a lot more. What does that mean? It means he's got debt equity. If it really is worth $225,000 and he's only owes $92,000 on it, he's got $125,000 or plus of equity that's going to waste right there. That $125,000 could buy him 5 rent houses. So, Robert, here's what we need to look at. We can go out there right now and buy a house that's worth $200,000. We can buy it for $100,000. We can put $50,000 in to renovate it. And we can get a hard money lender to lend us all that money, 75% of the after repaired value. After repaired value is $200,000, they'll lend us $150,000. Now, you can't do that with your own personal home. And we can go buy that house and make, remember, we bought it for $100,000. We got $50,000 in it for rehab. We're in it for $150,000. It's worth $200,000. We just made $50,000, and we made it on nothing out of pocket. Now, there'll be closing costs and stuff, so there may be $5,000 or $10,000. The rehab might cost more than $50,000, so we might be in it for $15,000 or $20,000. But we made $50,000 in this deal. And it's not happening over a long, long period of time. I mean, that will happen within a week or two of once you buy it, boom, 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 get the rehab done, boom, 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 get it leased, and within a month, you've got income coming in. And you're still living where you're living, and you're not messing with your personal life, and you don't have to get into all this stuff that you want to get into, right? So if you've got $125,000 equity in your home, get the equity out of your home. If you don't really want to live there, you're wanting to go buy some place in the country, well, then find some deal you can buy in the country as use the hard money lending situation and see if you can go buy it for next to nothing out of pocket. We can teach you how to do that if you get in here and learn how to do this. And when you do that, then that move that you're thinking about, the one you have right now, is an irrelevant move, because with the $125,000 equity you have in that one house that you want to mess around with, this one house that you own, we could go buy you 5 more houses. Each of those houses makes you $50,000. You made $250,000 in 1 year. What a great year that would be for you, right? Along with anywhere from $200 to $500 a month positive cash flow. So that means with 5, you've got anywhere from five times 5 would be $2,500. $1,000 to $2,500 a month in positive cash flow, right? Now, He goes on here and talks about next something that's even worse, and that is, the next part of this situation is my dad's property, which will come to me in a will, and I'll have to buy half of that property from my sister, or I guess buy my sister's half. That is the worst thing you could possibly do. He said it's going to cost him $200,000 to buy his sister's half. This is the worst decision, Robert, you could ever make in your entire life. Absolutely worst. You should never get into a situation where you're working with family's assets and splitting them between your brothers and sisters, because that will create war. You two trying to make a decision on what works doesn't make sense. We'll say, well, Dell, I'm buying it over, so I'll have all control. You have a house now that you half, you're saying that you're buying half of for $200,000. That means it's a $400,000 house. That is not a rental property. And to use up the $200,000 to buy the house, right? How are you going to do that? Where are you going to go get that money to buy her out? You're going to need a new mortgage. You're going to need some money down, probably, unless you know how to do what we do, which is the hard money lender situation. But even then, you're using up $200,000 of your equity, which could buy you another 10 houses, right? It could buy you another 5 to 8 to 10 houses more. Between these two pieces of real estate that you own, that one and your father's, you could literally be sitting on somewhere around 15 to 20 houses, which made you $50,000 each, right? Which would be $1 million worth of profit. 50,000 times 10 is 500,000 times 20 is a million. Instead of doing all this crazy stuff you're talking about in this email, please, Robert, come see us. Get to one of our seminars. Like I said, we've got some coming up this week. That's why I'm bringing this point to you. Get over to Chattanooga, Tennessee, or get to Houston, Texas, one of the two. Get in there and get the discount. Now, to do that, go to DellHelpMeNow.com, DellHelpMeNow.com, and you can get a $740 membership for $297. And that's what you need to be doing. Let's see here. All right, moving on. Oh, by the way, I was on the radio today with Jed and JR out in Chattanooga, Tennessee, talking about the fact that we have this seminar coming up there in May 4th and 5th. This radio show, you guys need to listen to it, is Jed and JR out of Tennessee. It's a great show. They had me on. Thank you for having me on, guys. But you have to understand that these guys are on 4 hours a day from like 6 in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning. So great show, great guys. And I'm hoping they're going to show up to the seminar with us, really. I've talked to them, tried to convince them, get in here. Let's get some stuff done. All right, next. Dell, you need to look at this and realize when this was written. And let's see if we've got it here. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Here is a guy that joined back in, what's it said here somewhere? Look at the date on this email, 2020. Okay, so this guy joined up in 2020. He sends us an email, says, my friends, today I can say I'm officially retired. So this is 4 years later, right? 2024. I closed on house number 13 and 14, bringing my passive income up to $5,882 per month. So, you know, think about this gentleman I just talked to. What was his name here? This was Robert. Robert, listen to this. I can't believe only March of 2019 when I emailed you and ended up taking the 2 day in Detroit. At that point, I had 5 rental houses with passive income of $1,977 per month. Here, we're in 2 years later and I'm retired. Dell told me last week I turned 35 years old on Saturday and I purchased my first rent house on December 12, 2017 at age 32. Retirement in just 3 years. What an incredible feeling. Unbelievable what I was able to achieve with your help. Thank you so much for your encouragement and positive support along the way. Lifestyles exemplifies the fact that your net worth is truly equal to your network. Okay, network. In other words, it's who you hang out with as to what your net worth would be. There's a saying out there somewhere. Somebody said that if you take the average net worth of the 5 closest friends, that's what yours is going to be. Because birds of a feather flock together. So whatever, the bottom line is, incredible, retired in 3 years. That's what Robert should be doing, not messing around for 3 years with these houses he's talking about. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
Take reaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Residents come in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better. It's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag, and the next email is from Dylan. And he's asked, hey, Del, I just took a listen to a few of your radio shows, and I just wanted to ask you a question for guidance. I recently turned 22 years old, and I'm set to graduate May 4th of 2024. Man, that's close, right? And be honest with you, I just do not see myself working the job within jobs within that degree or working for someone else for the rest of my life. I have very good credit, 401k that I also do not see myself retiring with, and $50,000 saved up. I currently work at a car dealership as a salesperson and make all right money. I stay with my parents, so I'm not responsible for any major bills currently. So I guess the main question is what you recommend I do or where I should start in real estate. Now, this guy's got the world by the string, man. He has no bills, he's got a job, and he's got money. He's 22 years old. I started from that position. I had a job. I had some money. Not a lot, but like this guy, enough to get started. And I started at, I think it was 30 years of age, buying rental houses. And 2.5 years later, 33 years of age, 34, somewhere 33 and a half, whatever it was, I retired. So what does that look like? Well, that looks like the fact that he's got $50,000 right now, plus money in the 401k that eventually he can get out of there. And he should stop contributing to it and get more cash, more savings, right? And he should get out there and start buying some real estate and building wealth. With this $50,000, he can buy at least two. He might be able to buy three. He might even get as many as four rental houses. We see it, again, with the hard money lending aspect that you guys don't understand quite yet. Or maybe you do, but you're just not willing to take action on it. We're going to get the lender to lend us the money to buy and renovate the property. And we're going to own the property. We're going to buy it way below what it's actually worth. So we're going to capture instant equity and cash flow. And that's how you become wealthy. But if you go, his last sentence is very telling why people don't retire at early ages. It says, I've been interested in wholesaling and new construction and rentals, but I just have no idea where to start. And everyone tells me it's not easy. What this young gentleman doesn't understand, Dylan, I'm going to try to help you out here, buddy, is that wholesaling is not real estate investing. It's a job. It's a W-2 tax-paying job. When we buy properties, we go out there and we build wealth. The second we buy something, we're worth $25,000, $50,000 more. You go out there and buy something, and you sell it, you make some money. You had to go locate the deal, and this is where somebody telling you it's hard to do. You have to go locate the deal. You have to get it under contract. Then you're either going to be the type of guy who renovates it himself and then sells it to somebody else, or you're just going to sell the contract to somebody else. So you have to find a buyer. You're going to pay income tax on that. Whereas all the rental income we get from our properties is covered by depreciation if it's done it correctly. And so we don't pay taxes on it. And there's no Social Security and Medicare. If you're flipping this stuff, this could be considered a job at some point, and you'll have to pay Social Security and Medicare, which is 15% tax, along with your income tax. So if you tried to turn this into your own personal business, my flipping and wholesaling business, then it becomes a business and you have to pay the tax. We don't deal with any of that stuff, man. And we don't want to have to keep working. If I buy one property and I make my $25,000 to $50,000 captured equity, and then I own it, and I put a tenant in it, and that tenant lives there for 4 years, and for 4 years, they're paying me $200 to $500 a month positive cash flow, and they're paying my mortgage on the house, paying down my mortgage, right? I'm making money, and I'm building equity, and the house is appreciating, and all of that is tax-deferred. until I decide that I want to pay it, which in our case is never, because I can show you how to defer, and die and pay no taxes at all, right? Dylan, like we told Robert, you need to get in here. Everything else you're talking about, son, is just another job. And just like you get tired of working and what you're doing now, you'll get tired of doing that stuff real quick, too. It's not going to put you where I'm at. And you're not building any wealth. Each time you sell something, you make some money, just like you make some money at your job. But you're not building any wealth. Just like the guy I just did the email about, he's on his 16th and 17th house. You think about that. He's got almost $1 million worth of equity in that. Probably does have $1 million if he started a while back, because some of them have gone up in value quite a bit. He got his captured equity, but he's also got appreciation and mortgage pay down, principal reduction. So with all of those things happening at the same time, I'm sure he's over $1 million worth of net worth. You'll never end up with $1 million net worth when you get up and go to work as a wholesaler, or you get up and go to work as a new construction guy. That isn't going to retire you. And I hope people can understand that. You know, buying yourself a job is not the secret. That's really how you become living this life of quiet desperation. You get up every day, you go to work, you grind it out, you hope that you're going to get over it somehow. Somehow you think by doing the same thing. Remember this, the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing and expecting to get a different result. If you right now have worked 5 years or longer at anything and it hasn't retired you, then your approach is not an effective approach. 2.5 years after I started, I retired at 34 years of age. I have 50,000 clients. Thousands of them have retired between 2 and 5 years. Now, when I first wrote the material for this class, I used to say it takes 5 to 7 years. I was trying to be very conservative. I did it in 2.5. But people looked at that and said, yeah, Del, why are you saying 5 to 7 when you did it in 2.5? And they all started trying to do it sooner. So it has to do with how much money you have and what it takes for you cost of living wise. If this, like this young gentleman here, has no cost of living, he can retire almost instantly. All he has to do is replace the income he's earning, and then it's over. Then he's done. Then the rest of his life, you continue to build your net worth and continue to build your equity and continue to build your income, and you just get wealthier and wealthier and richer and richer and wealthier in your whole life. I've been doing it since I'm 34. You can just imagine how much I've accumulated. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you that you can do it too. But you have to listen to what I'm saying and get out there and get involved, because we have to educate you on how to do it right. If you do it wrong, it doesn't work. Doing more of what doesn't work better. So next email's from Stuart. And Stuart asks, well, really there's 2 points to come from this email, so let's get into it and then I'll answer the question. I've been listening for a little while. I love the show. I've learned an awful lot. In today's broadcast, did I understand you correctly to say that you have to be an accredited investor to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? So let's explain, first of all, what an accredited investor is for those of you just tuning in. An accredited investor is someone that the government believes doesn't need protection against buying securities because they are already successful. So two ways you can be accredited is, one, you can earn over $200,000 a year, or if you're married, $300,000 a year. Have to have done that for the last 2 years and be doing it this year. Or two, you can have over $1 million worth of net worth, not counting your personal residence. That makes you accredited. So if you're accredited, you can go get into any deal you want to get into because there's no rules against it. Now, the answer to his question is you do not need to be accredited to get into the deals that we do, because we do a type of deal that allows something called sophisticated investors to get in. And we can have up to 35 sophisticated investors in each deal. Then every deal after every person after that has to be accredited because we can only allow 35 sophisticated. So what is a sophisticated person? A sophisticated person has been educated on what we do well enough that they understand the risk involved in the investment. And they understand the investment they're getting into and how it should work. We have classes that teach you that. So basically what we're doing is we're creating sophisticated investors, Stuart, not accredited. Now, some people are accredited when they come in. That's fine. But you don't need to be accredited to come in, Stuart. We will teach you what you need to know to be sophisticated enough to get into these deals. He goes on and says, I'm 71 years old. My wife may rest in peace. Her illness that took her took all of my retirement. So as she was, you know, passing, he had to take care of her and a lot of medical bills probably. And so he ate up his retirement. Even though I'm terrified to begin with what little I have, it sounds like it's another instance of the rich get richer. In other words, he's saying in this, I guess you really have to be rich to do any of this stuff. And those rich people get richer because they do what you do. Everything I have investigated, especially advertised on Houston, seems to turn out to be only for accredited investors. But it's not me saying that to you. There are other people. That must be the station where one of my students who is out there syndicating real estate deals has started his own little radio show. And he's trying to educate people, supposedly. And by giving them seminars on education and so forth, that attracts them to him. And then he uses their money. He talks them into putting the money into his deal. So the radio show is his way to get accredited investors to come invest with him. And the reason they have to be accredited, Stuart, is because he doesn't really have a training course. I know the guy. He's been around a long time. He started with me as a member. Then we hired him. He worked for us for a while as a presenter. Then he went on his own. And, you know, that's probably who's saying it, is that you have to be accredited because he's trying to get you to invest money in his deals, what's happening. Now, one other point. What you need to do right now, Stuart, is you need to get in and learn. You don't need to go invest some large amount of money because you don't have that money yet to do it, or you don't understand how to do it. You need to get in here for $297. Take that special because it's inexpensive. You have nothing to lose, and learn how at 71 years of age you can still do this. Remember, I still do it. There's no problem with doing it. There's, you know, we're not telling you to go get another job. We're not telling you to go build houses like that last young gentleman wanted to do. We're not telling you to go out there and wholesale and flip and run around and be a salesman. We're talking about, we're going to get you in position to where you can buy a house, and that rent house is going to pay you distributions, and you're going to build wealth. And you're 71 now. You're going to wake up 10 years from now, and you're going to be 81. I know it happened to me. I thought I'd never live past 65 years of age, Stuart. Every male in my family died before 65 years of age. And I think one lived to 66, right? So to me, I said, there's no way it's never going to happen. You know, right now I'm looking at myself. I'm in better shape and healthier than I was in the last 10 years because I almost died of cancer, almost died of this, almost died of that. I had, you know, take my intestines out of my stomach. I mean, I had all these things go wrong with me, which in my mind pointed I was going to not make it past 65. But I did. And so the point I'm making to you is, Stuart, right now we're in this, you know, the 70 number, right? We're in the seven numbers. You're going to make it to eight, and you're going to need something to live off of for that 10 years. You need to start building some wealth. Get in here. All of you, let's get in here. I've got Houston classes going on this weekend, May 4th and 5th. And we've got Chattanooga, Tennessee classes, Tennessee River Valley. Get into one of these two. It's only going to cost you $297, man. That's a dinner, you know? That's one dinner. We go out and we blow $297 on a dinner all the time. Of course, there's some drinks in there too, but and it's a, you know, nice restaurant. But that's, hey, for four people, that's an easy dinner anywhere you go. That's all it's going to cost to find out how to change your life. You need to come in and visit. You need to learn. I guarantee you it will open your eyes to things that for the last 70 years you haven't known. And boy, it'd be nice if you would have known them, but that's too bad. It's over. It's done. Now you got to know them to be able to make the moves. And so that, my friend, is what I'd like to see you do. All right, I got one last email here, and then I'll let you guys go. And this one says, to help your new members get on board, maybe you should lend them some money since you have so much. You know, that's the easy answer to everything in life, isn't it? Just give your money away to people that don't deserve it. Why? I believe that you should you don't feed a man, you teach a man to fish. That's a Bible saying somehow, and I got it backwards. But, you know, instead of feeding a man today, teach a man to fish for the rest of his life. Because you can go out, hand out money. The government does it, hands it out all over the place, gives it all away to people, and all they do is lose it, waste it, spend it, and it doesn't help anybody. So, no, don't give your money away. Help your kids learn how to do this. Help your friends learn how to do this, and get in here yourself and do this. DellHelpMeNow.com, 297. Get on board. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Dell Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.